Hello everybody, right now you're listening to The Hustle by Van McCoy and the Soul City Symphony from the Kung Fu Hustle OST. Today, I'll be doing episode 14 of the MMR show. It'll be a review on The Island with a DVD quick look on Alexandra. I'll talk to you guys later. Right now, do the hustle. See you guys later. Bye. As I said before, this is episode 14, and that was Do the Hustle from the Kung Fu Hustle soundtrack. Right now, let's play another song. This is Aquarius, and it's a cast recording from the 40-Year-Old Virgin cast, from, of course, the 40-Year-Old Virgin soundtrack. Right now, I believe that's the number one movie in Canada. I'm not sure, though, exactly, but I guess it's supposed to be pretty good, so I'll have to do a review on that in my next upcoming episode sometime, or something like that. Anyways, here it is. This is Aquarius by the cast from 4-Year-Old Virgin. Bye.
When the moon is in the seventh, will guide the planets, and love will steer the stars. This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius, the age of Aquarius.
abounding, sympathy and trust abounding. No more fossils or derisions,
golden living dreams of visions, mystic crystal revelations, and the mind's true liberation. Aquarius. Aquarius.
When the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter
this is the dawning of the age of Aquarius, the age of Aquarius, 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 Aquarius,
oh yeah,
Aquarius.
Well, that was very pleasant. Thank you, Steve Carell and cast of The 40-Year-Old Virgin. Anyways, back to Ari. Today is on The Island with Ewan McGregor and Scarlett Johansson. Also featuring Sean Bean and that guy, I can't think of his name right now. Yeah, that guy. You know who I'm talking about. The guy who wears glasses with funny teeth. Anyways, this was a pretty good movie. I've heard other people say otherwise, but I thought it was pretty good. Of course, lots of action because it's a Michael Bay film, and, well, that's what he does. Some people just have talents, and I thought the action sequences were pretty good. So, nothing to really complain about. Some of the stuff did not really make sense, like how, I guess they tried to get a joke or something, but he had a brain synapse thing done. And they had these robots that went in through his eye and into his brain. And then the way they had it come out is he pissed him out, which doesn't make much sense. You think he would crap him out would make more sense than, say, his urinary tract. But one thing is that is, I guess, it could be scientifically correct because this is based in the future, and those synapse robots could, you know, very well be in the future thanks to nanotechnology and so forth. Anyways, I thought they portrayed the future pretty well, actually. It was not, like, really apocalyptic like in Escape from L.A. or whatever movie that was sort of in that sense that there was, like, a nuclear explosion or something. And it wasn't all, like perfectly peaceful like in Demolition Man, how everything was, like, oh, happy and no contact and, you know, stuff like that. So yeah, that was pretty good, I thought, and
Scarlett Johansson's a great actress. Ian McGregor, I haven't really liked him in past movies, but he was pretty decent this time, actually. And it was just a really great job, so I'm going to give this 3.5 clones out of a possible 5. That was pretty good, I thought. So yeah, 3 out of 5, sort of the middle there, but I can't remember what I rated the other ones, but I should just rate it by comparison, actually. So it goes, I think Batman Begins and Wedding Crashers are really close, but I'm going to have to say Wedding Crashers was a little better, so it's going to go Wedding Crashers, Batman Begins, The Island, Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo, maybe, and The Brothers Grimm, and then War of the Worlds. I didn't like that very much. Anyways, lots of stuff like that. By the end of the summer, I'll have a whole list up on the site. You can go to that site, of course, as usual. It is mmrshow.blogspot.com. And it's nice of you guys to leave comments on which movie you think I should see next. I have to catch up even more because I saw a movie yesterday, and that was Brothers Grimm with Matt Damon and Heath Ledger and some other people I can't remember the names of. So I have to do Deuce Bigelow and then Brothers Grimm, and then the next movie I'm probably going to see is Red Eye, which will be either tomorrow or the next day or so on. I'm not exactly sure. And then hopefully I'll try and see the 40-year-old version. So that's supposed to be the number one movie in Canada. So yeah, that should be pretty good. I'll play another song and then I'll do my DVD quick look, which is on Alexander, which is the director's cut, actually, and it is a 2-disc set. And I'll have my thoughts on that later after this song. Let's find a song. Alright, here we go. I'll get something from the Kung Fu Hustle soundtrack, because I just recently bought that after watching the DVD and liked it quite a lot. So, here, let's see. Looking for it. Here, I think I found a good song. Here we go. This is Kung Fu Fighting by Carl Douglas from the Kung Fu Hustle original soundtrack. And you're listening to MMR. Alright. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening, but they fought with expert timing. There were funky Chinamen from funky Chinatown. They were chopping them up. They were chopping them down. Chinese art.
Alright, I got the song. It is Heat of the Moment by Asia from the 4-Year-Old Virgin soundtrack. You know, I always liked this song. It was only a matter of time before it was on this podcast of mine. All it had to be was on a soundtrack, because here we listen to movie music, and why is that? Because why would you listen to normal music when you can listen to movie music? So this is Coop saying out. Talk to you guys next time when I do my review on Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo. Then will be the Brothers Grimm, and finally, well, who knows? Because who knows what new movie's coming out next that I'm gonna review for you guys. So, see you later. Bye. One thing led to another, we were young, and we would scream together songs unsung. It was the heat of the moment, telling me what my heart meant. The heat of the moment showed in your eyes, and now you find yourself in the disco hotspots hold no charm for you. You can't concern yourself with bigger things. You catch a pull and ride the dragon's wings. Cause it's the heat of the moment. The heat of the moment. The heat of the moment. Showed in your eyes. Oh, Alright, I'm back. And I fixed everything to do with the feed while I was gone. And unfortunately, my friend, the phone thing just wasn't working. It was very low volume, you could barely hear him, and he was gonna come over, and then it turns out he couldn't. So I guess I'll have to get him on the next show, which will be on Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo. And that should be pretty good. It was a funny movie, kind of stupid funny, but it was still a good movie. Anyways, let's see, did I get to Sin City? Yeah, I got to Sin City. Okay, Sin City. Anyways, my rating, I am going to give this, how about this? My new rating system is out of 50, so I don't have to do all these decimals. So I'm going to give this a 44 out of 5 for DVDs. Mostly based on the movie, but that featurette put it just higher than the movie because the movie is about a 4. And that featurette I thought was pretty good, but it could have had more, would have been a bit of a higher rating. So, anyways, 44. So yeah, that's a pretty good rating, I guess. Anyways, so yeah, my new rating system is out of 50, so we'll see how that goes. Anyways, I guess this will be the last song for today. Alright, I have to do my interview with Cillian Murphy. Okay, just let me set that up.
I tend to be drawn to characters, I think, who are sort of in more extreme situations or under pressure or where the scope for drama is heightened. And this is definitely one of those situations. And I never really conceived of, you know, the character is a good guy or a bad guy. He sees himself very much as a professional who's in a situation and needs to get a job done.
So you think that your character didn't really think that he did anything morally wrong. He was just doing, like, a job. Please collaborate. That would be good. Thank you.
He's a guy that works within the parameters of his job, which is to achieve an objective. And he's probably hugely successful at that. And I liked the way that he's probably a guy that these people that he works for put into situations where, you know, charisma and charm is essential. And I think he's a very, very smart guy.
And what did you think about Rachel's character in the movie?
Lisa Reisert, she's the manager of this this hotel, the Lux Atlantic. And it's obviously a very high-powered job. She's obviously a very pressurized job.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that she's a person that has, maybe in recent years, found herself sort of not carrying the weight of that pressure tremendously well.
What was it like to work with Rachel herself?
There's nobody better around than, you know, Rachel McAdams. I think she's a fantastic actress, which we've all seen before. And she's also stunningly beautiful, and I think audience members immediately can connect with her.
Mm. And what did you think about working with Brian Cox? Because I heard he was in the movie, I didn't know exactly what character he was. But what did you think about him?
I was kind of in awe to be in the presence of, you know, Brian Cox, and I've admired him in so many roles that he's been in, and he's just such a fine, fine actor. And I think that the sort of dignity that he brings to the character is very, very important.
All right, thank you, Cillian. That was a very good interview I had. So anyways, yeah, that's going to be a pretty good movie. I think that's the next one I'm saying. So right now I have to do, do Deuce Bigelow, The Brothers Grimm, and then after that, the movie I'll probably see is Red Eye or 4-Year Old Virgin, one of those. I'll just have to find somebody to go to 4-Year Old Virgin for that to happen. I want to see it, obviously, but I don't know. I'll just have to find somebody. Anyways, I guess this is it for us at MMR. I'll leave you with a song. Let's see. Crap. My iTunes is going kind of slow. Here we go. I gotta work now. Let's see. I'll play a song from the 40-year-old version. Alright, I got it. Okay, this is Heat of the Moment by Asia from the 40-year-old Virgin soundtrack. I always like this song.
It's just a matter of time before it was on the show. All it had to be in was a soundtrack. Because all we play here is movie music. Why? Because why would you listen to normal music when you can listen to movie music? Out. And then we'll wipe this pilot.